Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, Marketing and Communications Coordinator at Cape Light Compact, and today we are going to talk about electricity prices. What are the new six-month rates for electricity being unveiled by Cape Light Compact today? Is Cape Light Compact about to present our customers with a very attractive long-term offer for electricity prices? And of course, the answer is yes, so you have to stay tuned to learn more. And what exactly is a long-term offer for electricity prices, and what questions should you be asking before you sign a contract from a competitive supplier? We've had lots of questions on that the past couple of months, and so we're definitely going to be going over that in the show today. So we have lots of money-saving news to share, but first I have a few important announcements to make right at the beginning of the show before we get into our next power supply show. Number one, Cape Light Compact would like to congratulate Cape Air and Rise Engineering, our local winners of the statewide Mass Savers Award. Both were honored for undertaking major energy efficiency improvements this year and supporting energy efficiency initiatives through the Mass Save program, which, as you know, is a statewide energy efficiency program that is administered locally here on the Cape and Vineyard by Cape Light Compact. So, number two, Cape Light Compact is one of 10 nationwide partners chosen by the United States Department of Energy to administer a new Home Energy Score pilot program for our local communities on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. Just to let you know, everyone, you are one of 10 communities in the country chosen to participate in this program. We have about 200 openings right now. We're going to be rolling out the program in 2011, and we would really encourage you to sign up for this to participate in this national program here on the Cape. All you have to do is call us at 800-797-6699, and you have to ask specifically to put your name on the list for the Home Energy Score pilot. Again, space is limited. It's only going to be 200 participants here on the Cape and Vineyard. We're trying to get a host of folks from all over our service territory here, so we want to hear from everyone from Sandwich all the way out to Provincetown and on Martha's Vineyard. So please give us a call, 800-797-6699, and be one of the first to participate in this national program. It's really going to be spectacular. And number three, if you haven't already signed up for your free home energy assessment, you have to act now. Sealing up air leaks and adding insulation is going to help keep your home warm and home or business warmer and more comfortable during the winter months, and obviously cooler in the summer too. Just remember, we're offering a $25 rebate on programmable thermostats, and they're going to help regulate the temperature of your house. They really work great. I have one. Again, so call us at 800-797-6699 and ask to sign up for your free home energy assessment today, again, for your home or business. And last but not least, I just want to remind folks again that we have relaunched our website. Please go to www.capelightcompact.org. We've made it easier to find all the valuable services offered by Cape Light Compact to help you save energy and money. We also have information on the site about the Home Energy Score pilot and the Mass Savers program and all, and the home energy assessment and all the other fantastic things that I mentioned here today. The phone number that I just mentioned is on there as well. So please take a moment to explore our new site. Again, www.capelightcompact.org. And we want to hear back from you. We have a feedback button, info@capelightcompact.org. You can let us know what you think or send us a great testimonial, and we might feature you on our website. We have a wonderful testimonial up on the website right now on the homepage, and I encourage you to go look because I think you'll like what you're going to read. Okay, so back to our topic. I want to start off our power supply show by asking if this statement is true or false. When I get a special offer from a competitive electricity supplier, the only thing I have to pay attention to is the bottom line price. I'm going to have one of our guests on today's programs answer that question. First, I'd like to introduce Joe Soares, Cape Light Compact's power supply planner, and Sam Morgan, manager of sales for New England at Con Edison Solutions, which is the company that currently supplies electricity to Cape Light Compact's customers. Welcome to Focus on Energy, gentlemen. We're so glad to have you with us today. Thanks. So Joe or Sam?
Let me start it off.
You want to say? Yeah, okay.
Sure. You know, most customers, when they compare offers with anything, it's usually they just look at the price. Mm-hmm. But with electricity offers, I'm sure most customers don't like to read the fine print like they don't like to read the fine print in a lot of other things. But the fine print is really the area, the contract terms, where most customers may end up ending up with a rude awakening. The first thing you have to look at, there's four general areas you really should look for, and you can do this fairly quickly. The first thing you should look at when you compare prices is to make sure that the price that you're receiving from a competitive supplier is a price that you can match or try to do an apples-to-apples comparison. When you have different terms with different prices, it's very difficult for customers to try to come to a comparison of the two as to which may be a better offer.
Right.
Sure, and I think for most residential and small commercial customers, what they want to be looking at is an all-inclusive supply cost.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, electricity is actually, the cost of electricity supply is actually a number of different charges that are bundled together, and most of us are used to seeing them as a single number and usually represented in cents per kilowatt hour or dollars per kilowatt hour. So, for example, the Cape Light Compact's new price for residential customers on the Cape beginning in January.
Oh, you're going to rush into that now? I was going to wait for that one. Come on.
I'm just going to use it as an example.
All right.
Let's pretend like it's 7.71 cents per kilowatt hour as an example. So what you would want to do is make sure if you're getting a quote from somebody else and you want to know whether it's higher or lower, is ask for a price that includes everything that you can then compare to that 7.71 cents.
All right. Now, are we talking, does that include... You know, when I look at my electric bill, it's sort of broken down into you have the price per kilowatt hour, there's a distribution charge, there's a, you know, conservation energy charge. Can you kind of explain what those are and what we people should be looking at when they're, you know, reading our offers?
Sure. When a customer is on a competitive supply, their electric bill will consist of two pages. The first page is the what we call the regulated side of the bill. This is the part of the electric utility industry that was not regulated. It's NSTAR. We call them the poles and wires company.
And they're the people that send the bill as well,
they're the ones that read the meter, prepare the bill.
And if you have a problem, if your power goes out, you call them.
Correct, mm-hmm. Correct. The second page is the supplier page. That is the page that has your per kilowatt hour charge for the energy that you use. Getting back to the comparison again, when you look at that fine print, the other thing a lot of customers really need to look at is to make sure that there are no cancellation charges. Mm-hmm. So if a customer were to cancel prematurely, there may be a $50 cancellation charge or some other fee associated with the unused kilowatt hours that they're not going to be supplying you now that you've canceled.
Is this only for long-term offers or, you know, regular contracts as well?
It's typically with long-term offers we've seen this. And what customers have to really look at is if they cancel early, payment of that fee could wipe out any of the savings they thought they were going to have and actually put them into a situation where they end up paying more than they would have mm-hmm. if they were under another supply. Now, you know, that's a good question. The Cape Light Compact, our supply price, it changes every 6 months. We have no, it's an all-inclusive price, as Sam mentioned, and we have no cancellation fee. So if a customer wants to come to the Cape Light Compact, they pick up their telephone, they call 1-800-381-9192. It's the Con Edison Solutions customer service desk. They say they would like to come back to the Compact's power supply effective with their next meter read. Mm-hmm. Or if they want to leave, the same process. They pick up the phone, call the 800 number, and say that they would like to leave our supply effective with their next meter read date. So I think the important thing is, you know, it's an all-inclusive price. There are no pass-throughs.
What is a pass-through charge? Can you explain that, please?
A pass-through charge could be any regulatory charge, any governmental charge. Recently, on the Cape, over the last several years, we've had what was called an uplift charge. It was a reliability charge that was being paid by customers if they were on a pass-through basis for the canal plant to run when it normally economically would not be called to do so by the independent system operator, which runs the grid in New England. So customers were looking at a price, and then all of a sudden they were seeing this extra charge being added every month, which changed every month. Our contracts, we have our supplier, Con Edison Solutions, they take responsibility for when they determine their price, that if there are any of these situations that come up during the course of the contract, that is already included. We do not increase our price to customers to take into account. The Con Edison is taking responsibility for that charge.
I think the one additional thing that folks should consider when they're looking at an offer, you know, if we've talked about termination fees, that obviously consumers want to be aware of, whether there's a pass through or it's all inclusive. Obviously, the price is an important element. The fourth thing would be, you know, looking at how long that price is good for and what happens at the end of it. And that's something that people want to be aware of. Sometimes you'll have an offer that looks very attractive, but it's only for 2 or 3 months. And then you need to be very aware of what happens at the end of that term. So there are some offers that look very attractive. It's kind of a teaser rate. And then you go to what's called a market rate, which could be good or bad, but you're no longer guaranteed that price that you signed up for. So that's, you know, similar to the way a lot of times cable companies or internet companies or credit card companies.
Yeah.
You just want to be aware of that. Doesn't mean the offer's, you know, good or bad, but you just want to be aware of that and ask those types of questions.
Right. You know, I would love to know a little bit more about how you decided to go with Con Edison Solutions for the contract. Because, you know, we do get a lot of questions because there are so many offers out there. How come Cape Light Compact is working with Con Ed Solutions? Now, I know we talked about some of the, obviously, the contract issues. You know, there's no pass-through charges. There are, you know, Con Ed is taking on all of those, whether the price goes up or down, they're taking on all the risks for us. But can you tell us about the process itself, how you come to actually choose somebody like Con Ed Solutions?
The Cape Light Compact periodically will go out with a request for proposals for our entire aggregation, which is approximately anywhere from 150,000 plus customers on the Cape and Vineyard. We contact numerous suppliers. They have a copy of the request for proposals.
So, Joe, even some of those folks that they're getting offers from in the mail.
Yes.
They have a chance to be able to reply to our request for proposal.
Correct. They will review our competitive electric supply agreement. They will comment on that. We have a date certain that prices are required. And then we take the prices from all of the suppliers who are bidding, in addition to the contract comments that they've made, and we do an evaluation based not only on the price, but on what risk factors we feel, if we accept the contract comments that they've made, what effect that might have on customers. So we do the same thing in evaluating the proposals as customers should do when they evaluate a proposal from a customer. Not only look at the price, but look at the contract terms and determine if there's going to be an effect on that. And, you know, the lowest price may not be the best because a contract term could easily put you add increased costs that you're not aware of going down the road.
You know, Sam, there's something else I want to mention too. Con Edison Solutions is also a very good community partner here on Cape Cod. And I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the other contributions that your company has made to our local community here. I know you've participated in events that we've done here on the Cape. You help with our energy education program.
Sure, and thanks for the opportunity to speak to that a little bit. And one of the things that we believe Cape Light Compact has done a fantastic job of on the Cape is energy education, whether it's in the schools or in the community. And we really don't believe there's another place in Massachusetts or even the U.S. where people are as aware as they are about energy choices, energy as it relates to the environment. And so it's one of the reasons we really value the partnership. And so one of the things that we've enjoyed doing is supporting the NEED program with Cape Light Compact, which is a program that extends energy education into the elementary, and I'm not sure if the secondary schools as well.
Yeah, secondary and high schools as well.
So that's something we've enjoyed doing and hope to continue doing.
It's been a fantastic program, and it's really given our children here on the Cape an opportunity to learn about where their energy comes from and what, you know, and how it affects them. And it's really astonishing to me because when sometimes we go to energy fairs with Debbie Fitton, who is our energy education coordinator, and we find it's the children who are actually teaching the parents.
No, you're exactly right.
About everything that they should be doing. Well, you know, I know that the last time, you know, we had a big long-term offer come out from one of our competitive suppliers, we did get a lot of calls. And we've also been getting a lot of calls from folks saying, uh-oh, I think I made a mistake. I want to come back. Why should folks come back to Cape Light Compact right now?
Well, I think I'd love to take the opportunity just to talk a little bit about some of the pricing we have available, and then we can maybe speak to some of the non-pricing.
Why don't we take this opportunity to talk about the new? We actually have a special new long-term offer. I know we've been talking a lot about you know, the contracts with competitors, and that price isn't the only thing you should be looking for, but we actually have a new long-term offer that we're going to be putting out very soon, starting in what date? January, perhaps?
Yep.
January meter read date?
January meter read dates for most people. And before we do that, I wanted to just, some people listening may be wondering, well, how do I tell who is my electricity supplier and how much am I paying now? And so, and that's a great place to start, I think. You know, Joe, you mentioned the second page of your bill. If you are with a competitive supplier, you will have a second page to your NSTAR bill. And so if you look at your most recent bill and you have a second page, then that does suggest that you're with a competitive supplier. And if you're with the Cape Light Compact, you'll be able to see on that second page, it will say CLC, and then there'll be a rate there per kilowatt hours. And that's a great way to see if you're already with us and what price you are paying. If you're with another supplier, then you would most likely see another name on that second page of the bill.
Right. Okay.
But thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about these long-term rates. These are something that we've developed with Cape Light Compact to give people who want to lock in budget certainty for a little longer than 6 months, which is what our normal rate is. So we've offered these in the past, and we're offering them again. And we have two options for customers who do want to lock in budget certainty. Mm-hmm. We have a 12-month offer, which is at 8.6 cents per kilowatt hour, and a 24-month offer at 8.7 cents per kilowatt hour.
So who can sign up for this? Do you have to be a Cape Light Compact customer to sign up for this?
Yes. Normally, Cape Light Compact customers, because our prices change every 6 months, they automatically roll over to the new six-month price in January and July of a year. However, if you want to opt in and sign up for a long-term offer, you actually have to call and elect to be put on the long-term offer. If you don't, then you just automatically continue to roll on the six-month prices as they change.
And this is if you are a Cape Light Compact customer.
Right.
Well, you do have to be on the Cape, but I think you don't have to currently be with Cape Light Compact to sign up for the long-term
offer.
Right.
Correct. You do have to be, you know, in the eligible territory. But if you're with another supplier, you are eligible to sign up for those long-term offers, or for that matter, to come back to the six-month rate.
Right.
And I'd like to, you know, mention to customers that, you know, and you can clarify this, both of you can clarify it. If you do come back to Cape Light Compact, there are never any charges to come or go from our power supply program, correct?
That's correct.
And what you basically just have to look out for is if you are canceling your contract with a competitive supplier, what those terms are.
Right. That's exactly right. You do want to be aware of that.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So I just to clarify what Sam said, I want to have the listeners very clear on it. If you are already a Cape Light Compact customer and you do nothing, you will automatically roll over to the new six-month price, which we will talk about in just a moment.
Yes, we will.
In January. And you would continue to stay on that. However, if you want to go on the long-term offer, you have to actually call and elect to be on the long-term offer. Now, if you are not a Cape Light Compact customer and you want to come back to the Compact Supply, then you can call that 1-800 number.
It's 1-800-381-9192.
Correct. And either say, I want to go on to your six-month rates or I want to choose one of these two long-term offers. So in either event, to go to a long-term offer, whether you're a Cape Light Compact existing customer or not, you still need to make that call.
All right.
And Amy, we do think that currently between our six-month offer for residential and commercial customers or those long-term offers, that they'll find that they are, you know, very competitive, if not lower than what their other options are out there. So we do ask people if they are looking to save a little bit of money and they want a trustworthy energy partner, they should take a look at their bill and give us a call if they're not with us, that they might be able to save some money by coming over.
All right. Well, I just want to take a little bit of a break in mid-program and kind of reintroduce our guests here. Again, it's Joe Soares, Cape Light Compact Senior Power Supply Planner, and Sam Morgan, Manager of Sales for New England at Con Edison Solutions. And, you know, I think you gave us a really nice lead-in there to talk about our six-month prices. Actually, I would say it's a tantalizing lead-in because I think we have a very big announcement to make about our prices moving forward, our six-month rates, starting with the January meter read dates. What is going to happen, Joe and Sam?
Well, our prices are very low now, but they are going to go a little bit lower.
Wow.
Our residential rate starting in January will be 7.71 cents per kilowatt hour. And for a small commercial customer, the rate will be 8.02 cents per kilowatt hour. And I just want to say, as far as the residential rate is concerned, that rate is almost as low as the rates we had in December of 2005 when deregulation in Massachusetts really fully opened, which was March of that year. Our rates were in the 7 cent range at that time. So over the last 5 years, we have gone full circle from, you know, a 7 cent price back in 2005 up through the, you know, the horrible events of Hurricane Katrina and Rita, where electricity prices were extremely high in 2008 when oil and natural gas prices were extremely high. All of these fuels that are used in the power plants in New England that they burn to generate electricity.
What drives the price? Why is it so low right now?
It's strictly related to the price for natural gas. And natural gas is in ample supply. It's expected to be very low for prices for it in the near term. And so, you know, it's directly related to the price of electricity, because a lot of the generators in New England burn natural gas to generate electricity. So we've really come full circle, which I think is a real tribute to the marketplace, obviously, because the markets do work. But also, it's nice to see that we're back to where we were when deregulation first occurred back in 2005.
So I guess people are going to have a warm and money-saving heating season this year, thanks to Cape Light Compact. Now, are we currently offering the lowest electricity rates for a six-month basic term right now?
Right now, as of December?
As of January, new rates.
Effective in January, we will have, to my knowledge, the lowest residential and small commercial rate on the Cape. And
so
the Vineyard.
Lower,
yes.
So lower than NSTAR, lower than anything you know of right now.
Right.
That is very, very good news. Well, the other thing I'd like to get into, because, you know, people are very conscious about their electricity supply. Obviously, price is important, but people want to know about having, you know, a cleaner energy supply right now. Can you talk a little bit about the Cape Light Compact Green program and what the prices are for that?
Sure. The Cape Light Compact Green program was actually put together by the Cape Light Compact back in 2005 when we started doing power supply for consumers on the Cape and Vineyard. And it really allows customers to support renewable energy and clean energy by paying a few cents extra on their electric bill each month. So there is a slight premium, and a customer can elect to attribute 50% of their usage for clean energy, or 100% of their usage. And the premiums have stayed the same for quite a few years since the beginning of the program. There is a premium of 0.9 cents, that's 0.009 cents per kilowatt hour.
That doesn't seem like much more.
No, it's
Joe,
and it's 1.6 cents for the 100%. So for a 500 kilowatt hour a month residential customer,
that,
at 100%.
Is that the basic for Cape?
It's about $8 residents. A month, and it's probably about $4.50 a month extra for a 50% Cape Light Compact Green program.
Okay.
So those premiums will be added to these new lower basic prices that we will have starting in January that we mentioned. So for a residential customer, the 50% Cape Light Compact Green price starting in January will be 8.61 cents per kilowatt hour. And if you want to attribute 100% of your usage and participate in the 100% Cape Light Compact Green program, then your price would be 9.31 cents per kilowatt hour. And it really reflects those premiums I mentioned on top of the basic rate that will be at 7.71 cents per kilowatt hour.
Now, can you both quickly sort of tell me, I know we've had this program in place for a while, you've actually done some really fantastic things in the past, like Solarize Our Schools. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The Solarize Our Schools is really the centerpiece of the Cape Light Compact program. And what it involved was the compact put a 2-kilowatt photovoltaic system on either a school or a public building in each of the 21 towns on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard at no cost to the town. And we really did this through participation of Cape Light Compact Green customers. We had to have a certain percentage sign up, and we had to have those customers remaining on green for a certain period of time in order to qualify for certain grants that we received from the Massachusetts Technology Center that is now called the Clean Energy Center. And the compact, through the monies received from customers, they could actually see the contributions that they made really have an effect by just driving down to that public building or to that school in their town and can say, I contributed to the PV system that's on that roof.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. And I know moving forward with Cape Light Compact Green, we're going to be doing potentially some more really wonderful projects like that in the future. So we'd really encourage folks when they're signing up to consider signing up for our green program. Guys, it's the end of the program already. I want to thank you for sharing this fantastic news about our great prices. We're going to have them listed on our website at capelightcompact.org. We encourage you to go on and sign up for our newsletter alerts, because I'm going to be sending this out along with this radio program so people can listen and find out what we're doing here. Sign up for our newsletter on our website. And just to wrap it up, you've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics of energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at info@capelightcompact.org. or call us at 800-797-6699 and let us know. And please visit our website, www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank our guests, Joe Soares, Cape Light Compact Senior Power Supply Planner, and Sam Morgan, Manager for Sales for New England at Con Edison Solutions. Thank you both for explaining this complicated subject so clearly for our listeners, sharing the great prices. I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all he's done for us today. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, and I want to thank you very much for listening. And as always, wish you a wonderful energy efficient afternoon.